Veteran Jacks Beach lifeguards have been training their new recruits for almost 3 months.
Every Sunday, we'll meet at the pool in the morning. We'll do about a three-hour pool training session where we work on their stamina in the water.
The Sunday routine also includes classroom work and practicing life-saving techniques in the deep end of the pool. Head instructor Ryan Karish says it's the same intensive training he went through 8 years ago. But now, things are changing.
Things that might have been considered acceptable back in the 30s or 40s, those things are not seen in the same light in today's society. So we are evolving and getting rid of anything that isn't appropriate.
As part of the training process, prospective lifeguards are asked to participate in rituals that include eating unappetizing pies, wearing heavy wooden name tags around their necks, and having feather pillow fights over a makeshift moat filled with water. In a YouTube video, recruits can be seen running around the beach, wearing a white sheet, a wooden name tag, and a dead fish around their necks. They then bang on a metal pot to announce their upcoming graduation.
You're all cordially invited to the graduation of the summer 2011 American Red Cross Volunteer Lifesaving Corps recruit class.
After that, one recruit pretends to shoot the others, who play dead on the ground.
You four are going to run around the trash can like airplanes. You are going to shoot these airplanes down.
American Red Cross Lifesaving Corps Captain Bill Horn says the rituals were around when he joined 30 years ago.
You won't ask them to do things that we think is bad for them, or that we're not willing to do ourselves.
Horn took over the Corps in October, and he's pushing in a different direction. Traditions he's cut include the activities seen in the video. He says none of those will happen this year.
Basically, what we did was we looked at our process, and we said, if we're not doing something that makes better lifeguards, we're just not going to do it.
Horn says beachgoers often approach him with questions during training.
We have a pie-eating contest that some people would say, oh, what's in there? And there's nothing in there that's not edible. They're just not the tastiest thing.
Anchovies, molasses, and cheese are among the pie fillings. He says it's a helpful exercise because lifeguards sometimes have to deal with vomit when saving a drowning person.
And if you're by yourself or you have to put a bag mask or a mouth-to-mask, you may come into contact with vomit. You may have to stick your face near something you really don't want to save somebody's life.
So the pie-eating contest is staying. And Horn says he might even eat one alongside them in solidarity. But he says, just don't call it an initiation. That word was banned from the lifeguards' procedures along with the dead fish. Beatrice Sanchez, WJCT News.